Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. I hope that's rocking for you with Randy Morris. It is Wednesday, and you know what today is. We have our phenomenal hostess from the United Kingdom. We have Janine Reagan Sinclair, founder of the Crystal Key Foundation, phenomenal healer, friend, psychic abilities, just a really good person. Janine, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me okay?
We can, and we just beat Skype, and no one else has been able to get through. I've had people from Portuguese on through, and me and Janine just did it in actually less than 2 minutes, I want to tell everyone. It's been really, what a day.
It's our friend today.
We have a lot of you individuals who've got a lot of questions about the show, the class. When does the Crystal Key class coming to the United States? Well, you've got the right person here. It's Janine Reagan Sinclair. She will let you know and inform you of all the great things that she's doing here and helping people on the internet and computer, teaching, working with healing. Janine, let them know who you are and how they can get contact and a few of the things you are offering.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm working with Crystal Key Energy, which is the diamond energy. There's a workshop coming up. Jethro and I putting workshops together on the 5th of May and the 19th of May online by Skype. So that's a live workshop with me, but you'll see me through your computer screen on Skype. And that's $195 for the day, which is £125 or thereabouts, UK, which can be paid for on the website. So if anybody's interested, they need to pay to get their place booked. They need to go online to crystalkey.com. That's CrystalKi.com. You'll be taught how to use diamond energy discs and nets and how to bring them through your body, how to clear and raise your own vibrational frequency, not only on the level of consciousness and the mind, but on the level of the frequency of your body, what your body actually resonates at. So I teach you how to use the disc. If you want to try it, go to my website, crystalkey.com, and there is a video of me talking you through a 10-minute meditation so that you can get a feel for the energy. This is really beautiful light energy. As far as I'm aware, it's the highest vibration available on the planet at the moment. And I'll teach you how to use it on yourself, how to use it on your animals, your food, your home, your treatment room. If you're a therapist, I get a lot of other therapists and practitioners coming to me for trainings so that they've got something that they can use on themselves and keep their own energy clear that they're picking up from their clients. And anybody who's working with massage and this type of thing, it's also useful to be able to cleanse your own energy field and to keep yourself clear. And for those of you that love Mother Earth, I know I do, you can use the technique to take the energy through the planet and remove fear. And fear is the biggest polluter out there. It really is a problem. So the more of us that have got the ability to be able to do this and to heal the planet, the better for the ascension process of the whole of mankind. So, you know, join up, guys. If you want to ask any questions, you can send me an email through my contact page on the website, crystalkey.com. And I'll give you some more information or go read the website. There's a lot of information on there already.
I apologize to you guys. That is not any animal that I'm hurting. That is my chair. I think I just broke it. So we're going to keep all of you guys. I have cut back. They told me to eat less. I've been doing smaller portions, so it's not that. But some reason I broke my chair. Janine, it's always fun working with you, and we're going to go a little wild here. We've got a couple of you guys calling in. We want to make sure that you guys are informed that it just became official. We are going to be doing Spirit Radio. I know that's a lot of listeners, and you can always find us on Spirit Radio. We're putting it together. The votes are in. We will have a night of Crystal Key with Janine. It will be, they're looking at a May 10th. That'll be 2 p.m. Eastern time on Spirit Radio. You guys on A1R Radio who really rock, we're coming. So hang on. And definitely we'll be looking at the YouTubes of Janine's. I'm getting to get with her today so I can get them sent through. Connie is going to be working like a wild woman like she always does, promoting all of us. We call her mom over there. It's going to be fun. It was just official, and I got all you guys writing me, emailing me. You guys wanted to gone wild. You're going to have it. I'm going to come on. We're going to do it with the hosts and the greatest and the best that you put in. Go on to psychicsgonewild.com. Put your vote in. It was unanimous when we did yesterday, the first voting. Janine is doing so much business, but yes, Janine will be over there. So any of you guys that are also looking at it, remember, as you guys are going into psychicsgonewild.com, do spend a little time on the site. Janine, we have got a lot of emails recently. One of them is that the person has wrote in that she was just so impressed that you healed the person over the phone. She has done healing for many years and wants to know, you had said do not try this at home, and she was tempted, but she wants to try it on her husband. She says it wouldn't hurt him. And then she wrote and said, yesterday when she was listening into the show, Janine, you made it very clear. How many angels did you say you have, and where do you pick them up?
Okay. Well, I have what's known in spiritual terms as a band of angels. Now, a band of angels consists of 100,000. They were, a few years ago when I was in meditating and in the astral planes, I was told that this particular band of angels were being assigned to me to help me with my mission on this planet. So that doesn't mean that you can't ask God for 100,000 of your own. You know, it's just that they're the ones that have been working with me, so that when I do work, I ask for them to surround me and everybody else who I'm working with. When I'm on the radio show, you know, I've started bringing them in to surround the show and Jethro and the callers, so that we're all in this amazing, you know, group of feathers. Really, it's beautiful the way it looks to me. So that's how I work. And obviously, when I'm on the air, I need to be very careful that I can't say go and try this at home, folks, because that would be silly of me, really. It's unprofessional, and I don't know what you're up to in your own homes. I don't know your own ability. If you are a healer and you wanted to do some healing over the phone for your husband, I don't think that's going to be a major problem. But it's not, you know, I gave a talk once a few years ago, and I did the 10-minute meditation that's on my website, and one of the guys in the room decided to go and copy what he'd heard me do on his karate class in the gymnasium. And I was asked to look in, and what he's actually done is moved the energies, but just shifted them into the loft, really, into the roof. He hadn't had, you know, they weren't taken away properly. There's always more to it than meets the eye. And I'm just erring on caution with people, really. If you are a healer and you want to work on your husband, I don't think that will be a huge problem. But I've had a lot of practice.
Very excellent. And we've got down from Pinky. Pinky in the Red Mountains wrote to let us know, I have really been impressed with you, Janine. You are obviously doing this for other reasons. I know that you are doing this for a charity. Is this a charity for orphan children in your country, or is this children all over the world? Could you please explain?
Okay. Well, the Crystal Key Foundation isn't a registered charity. It's a private fund that I created with half of my earnings from my consultancy business in London. So that's how I funded making the pilot video, which is doctors and celebrities talking about spirit attachments, entities, addictions, and mental health issues. It was all, I mean, it's, you know, it's got funded by the Crystal Key Foundation, but basically my wages was the Crystal Key Foundation. So that's why I've put these donation buttons on my site. So I'm looking to build this fund so that I can produce a beautiful healing sanctuary in the countryside where people who can afford to make sizable donations can come, because I can treat more celebrities with drug addictions and this type of thing, and more serious diseases. But then I would like to be able to offer the facility open to children that have got serious health disorders, and I'm talking things like leukemia and this type of thing, because I believe that anything can be altered in the body. We can heal these things. And I work on a cellular molecular level. I break people down to the energetic field. So it's to open and run this, and initially starting with one, but Spirit tell me that I'll be eventually opening six, that there is going to be some help coming from the universe to help children in that respect. So that's my plan. I love helping people, but I can't keep doing it for free unless there is some help from, you know, somebody coming in on a high level to help, because everything costs money. Even just running the website costs money, and you know, I'm hoping to attract funds. Well, I know it will happen. I've seen it. I've seen the big house. I know what it looks like. I know, you know, what's going to happen. So it's not actually orphan children. This is about anybody. But I'm not saying that if somebody came to me and they needed help, that I wouldn't help them. And I'd also like funding to do pilot studies on prisoners, because there's a lot of autism in prison. People in prison, a lot of ADD and ADHD and a post-traumatic stress disorder. So I intend to open a center where I can do, you know, help a lot of people for different things. It's not just going to be children. I've got a grand vision, and I'm holding that vision. And I believe, you know, that's what all of my work is about. So I write the books. It's why, you know, I sell things online. I come from a normal working class background. I'd be quite happy with a little place and a dog and a nice man and a few good books. You know, I'm a simple person in that respect. But this is my purpose. It's not a job for me. This is a vocation, and it's all written. You know, I've just seen what's been written for me to do, and I'm working, taking the steps day by day to get to the goal to help as many people globally as possible. That's the plan.
Very phenomenal, Janine. And I laugh, those of you who've seen the movie Earthlings, I think Janine Reagan Sinclair is personally responsible for making a lot of vegans of those of us that she has sent that to.
Yay.
You know, she got me a little. I have known my whole life from food service. I do love meat. I love beef. And I love food. And then I went and saw that and realized, you know, it's taken a whole new note to go into fast food if you watch the movie. We have from Crystal of Fate. Could you explain to us the difference between crystal key healing and Reiki healing?
Okay, well, initially I was taught, I was a Reiki Sakim master teacher, and then I channeled this new system. So basically the difference is Reiki works with earth, air, fire, and water elements and the ethers. I'm bringing in virtually source energy, diamond energy, the diamond ray. It's a different frequency range. So that's the main difference, basically. It's a different frequency. It's a higher frequency, and I've only been working with it for the last 10 years because people weren't ready for it before. It would have fried them. As we progress and as we upgrade ourselves and our spiritual DNA is changed, and even our nervous system needs to be upgraded when we get to a certain stage. And this is all done in meditation. Because you can't, if you imagine yourself as a light bulb, and the average person is around about 50 watts, 100 watts maybe, we can go up to 1,000 watts. Now, you can't put 1,000 watts through a 50-watt cable to blow the fuses. So this is what the transition is about, you know, one step at a time, upgrades, and purifying and healing and taking out the baggage. Lots of people are raising their consciousness, and I was explaining this to somebody earlier. Mind and body are two different things. Raising consciousness raises your mind. So people meditate, they use breathing exercises, and what they actually feel like they're doing is like they're leaving their body and floating up into these higher levels of consciousness. What I'm teaching people to do is to cleanse the body enough to be able to bring those higher levels back into your body, which is where they were in the first place when we were in Atlantis. So that's the difference. Crystal Key is teaching people to actually purify the body enough to be able to bring those higher energies in and act as acupuncture needles for the planet. So we're anchoring these new energies into the earth through our bodies.
Very excellent here, Janine. And as we are all going through this, I have quite a couple of you guys on the phones. We will get to you. Justin, I got to let you guys know, our first show over there on there is our best guest star from Hollywood, and Patty Negri's is committed. Me and her will be the first show on the 3rd. Those of you who watch Great Chefs, who also know the phenomenal Patty from our June shows, we're going to roll in together, and the topic is going to be, the first one is psychic magic. The second topic, the 10th, is crystal key healing. You guys, you know, we're going to be talking and going wild, so welcome us over there, Spiritual Radio. I hope you've got your radio ready to roll with the big kids, because we're coming. 703, how are you today?
Good. How are you? This is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi.
What can I do for you, or what can we do for you, sorry?
I was hoping to get a message.
Okay. In any particular area?
I'm working on my spirituality.
Okay. The first thing I'm being shown around you is it's like the top half of your body is fine, but the bottom half from the waist down, you're in a concrete block. This concrete block is old fear. That's stopping you walking your path. There's some other blocks in there as well. There's a lot of grief weighing you down as well that needs to be healed. This block's a mixture of fear and grief I'm picking up. So that needs to be healed. It might be a good idea if you go to my website, Kathy, and try the free healing on crystalkey.com. It's just a 10-minute meditation, and if you set the intention that you'd like the energy that's around the bottom of your body to be cleared, you know, it will help with that. So that's going to make a difference. At the moment, you're stuck. You're anchored. You're not walking your path because you've got this heavy weight around you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Is that something from past lives?
I think so. There's a lot. This isn't just about grief from this life. There's also grief in your lungs as well. You were there at the fall of Atlantis, and you're carrying that grief when you've seen all of that beauty and purity go down. It really affected you, and I was there too, so I know what this one feels like because I have to clear it out of my own lungs. So there's a lot in the bottom of your lungs, particularly in your left lung, that needs to be cleared as well. That might be something that you need to go in and chip away at. It's not something you can take out in one session, and I would work on that, but there's a lot of grief from past life there, yeah, basically.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sweetheart, thank you.
We're calling in and we're feeling the energy here, and as always we welcome you. This was our one that we always do. You guys said was the favorite because she won a reading. She calls in and she explained to you guys the secret. She calls in early. It's not magic. She doesn't hurt anybody. No one's threatened. But we laugh, Kathy. We love you for calling in to Psyche's Gone Wild. You rock. We're going to go ahead and go on to the next ones we've got. Our phones are being a little kooky. If you get bounced out, call 773-897-6461. We all know that when me and Janine are together that we've had some wild situations today. Skype is only working for us, nani-nani to all the other sites that didn't get it in today, but I'm being good. We're going to go to our next one, and we've got a caller from 512. 512, you're on live with Janine Reagan Sinclair.
Hi, Janine.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Pearl. You have a name?
Yes, sorry? My name is Pearl.
Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm just so excited to get to talk to you, and I love to hear from higher consciousnesses. Would you be able to channel a message?
Okay, is there any particular area that you'd like, I mean, you know, to channel a message, there's going to be thousands of them. Is there any particular area you'd like some information with? Anything in particular?
Building personal relationships and making friends.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of friends waiting around the periphery of your aura for some reason. It's like they're waiting outside and then they're not coming in. Now, there's some part of you from a past life that's feeling that nobody likes her. And this is putting up a shield of energy around you because this part of you is hurting and doesn't think that anybody likes her. So she's blocking these friends from coming in, but there are lots of people waiting to be your friend. So once you've healed this part of you, that energy will drop down, and these new people are going to start coming into your life. I'm seeing a dog there as well. It looks a bit like a golden Labrador to me. There's a dog around you. Does that make any sense to you at all?
I have a dog, yes, and it's that color.
Okay. So this is what needs to be to be done to attract new relationships. There's this, wee bit of healing that needs to be sorted out here. And it's your inner child, round about the age 12, 13. Somebody rejected you in the schoolyard, and this has left a little block inside you in your subconscious mind. So if you can work on healing that. I say on the show all the time that the Ho'oponopono is great. People use the mantra, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I forgive you, I forgive me, and thank you. And if you write that down over and over again with the intention on healing this block, it will be dissolved and the energies will be transmuted. Very simple techniques, free. It's in my first book, The Angel, the Witch and the Warrior. I have added two words to it. The original one was, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me and thank you. But I've added, I forgive you, I forgive me, because it felt stronger and more powerful when I added those couple of words to it. That would be useful for you to do. That would help, okay?
Okay, thank you. I can feel that in my chest.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Good luck with it. Thank you.
We bless you, Pearl, for calling in. And Janine's healing people, whipping them around, and still in her spare time, still staying a vegan. So nobody's getting roughed up. I'm teasing you. It's the Psychic Jethro. Here we go. Woo-woo, it's Mary Lou. How are you, Mary Lou?
I'm okay. I was just looking
Hi,
Mary Lou. Hi, Janine. I was just looking for any message from Spirit that's going to help me with the things I'm dealing with at the moment.
Okay. Jethro, are you doing any work tonight? I was just wondering. Are you eating again? It's gone. Okay. Is there any particular area that you'd like me to look at?
There's personal life stuff going on and business, and or I have a really sick dog that really has me tested.
Okay. Well, there's some issue going on around your business, and I can see a wall in front of you there, something stopping you moving forward, and this is linked into, again, this is a past life issue. You've got some fear of success that needs to be dealt with before you move forward with your business matters, because it's holding you back and it's creating this wall of energy in front of you. There are lots of people around you, lots and lots of energies around in your aura. Are you a medium at all? Have you ever considered it? Because I'm being told that you're a natural.
Yeah, I have some kind of gift. I haven't toned in on it. I'm trying.
Okay. It may be. I know Jethro teaches psychic workshops, doesn't he, how to develop your these skills. It may be something that you contact him about, but it's definitely something that would be a good idea for you to tap into, because there's lots of guides around you waiting to help you. And I think once you've removed this block in relation to your fear of success, there's going to be some more guidance coming in to help you move forward in the business level. What's going on with your dog?
She's having seizures. And, it's kind of like my thing in business. I'm at a wall. I'm going in circles. I'm blocked. And her brain is seizing up. And her seizures got so bad, I had to take her to a vet. And she was just in a continuous convulsion state. And I got her back. And now I'm trying to figure out, is she going to live or die or be brain dead or be able to control her mentally? I'm kind of lost, not knowing what to do with her.
Okay. Well, I do work with animals as well, and I'm an animal communicator, so it might be a good idea. I'm not happy about doing some healing on a now on the show, because I have to ask the animals if they want healing. I don't, you know, you shouldn't just do it just because they're animals. They get choice as well. They've got free will as well. If you want to get in touch with me, you can contact me on crystalkey.com via the contact page. And if you've got a photograph of the dog, I could perhaps help out with some healing as a communication with you. We can discuss that.
She can find out some more. She must want to be healed because she came back as a blob, and within 2 days she's walking up and down steps and running. She knows her tricks. But she, you know, her continence isn't good, and that is hard to deal with.
Yeah.
But it could just be the meds.
Yeah. Well, I think it would be a good idea for you to contact me after the show, because it's something that, you know, I can certainly help and give some advice and healing there. But I can't do it on the air because I haven't got a photograph of her. And I would like to connect and ask permission as well.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name again?
My name is Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. Okay. I'm just going to make a note of it so I remember, that's all. Okay, Mary Lou. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mary Lou, we'll put prayers out to your four-legged friend. We had a lot of individuals who were writing in before, and it is one of the best things that we have gotten to individually see. Not only Janine is helping people, but animals. We do have a lot of individuals that I want you guys to take the time, if you can, get with Janine. We personally have had a lot of friends and a lot of individuals who I will say not, because everybody's my friend. You know how I am, unless they don't have food on when they come to see me. I'm kidding. I like to have everyone as a friend. We've had so many people writing in. We just encourage you guys to go over there to Crystal Key, check it out, let us know, go on her site. She's taken the couple months that she's been with us, just names and numbers, and taken no hostages. What we love and we've continued to do is we keep going back to what they were asking before. And I love about Janine. Janine, please tell them all the four names. She has the coolest names for a book. You've got to hear these names. Would you please tell them the name of the books that you've written?
Okay, the first book is called The Angel, the Witch, and the Warrior, and that's got 40 chapters on different subjects. It's a real easy read, especially if you want to know a lot about what's going on the planet, spirituality, development, meditation, angels, consciousness, you name it, and it's really easy for people to read simple language. The second book is called Saving the World from My Bathtub, and that is a fictional adaptation of my astral travels with Archangel Michael into the other dimensional realms and what you can expect to find when you leave your body and go dimension hopping. That's really interesting. It also has got diagrams in there of soul implants that are found in the body. If anybody's interested in learning more about what actually is placed in us before we incarnate into a human body, there are diagrams in there. And then the third book is called The Princess and the Pink Moon Leeches, and that has the new map of consciousness in it that follows on from the map of consciousness written by Dr. David Hawkins in his book Power Versus Force. So that takes people on a journey, showing you how you raise it, when you raise your consciousness and your vibration, how you actually go through these higher levels. So you go through from master to ascended master to goddess to saint to avatar to angel, archangel, galactic master, oversoul, and time lord. And when you get to that vibration, this is when you really get into dimension hopping big style. So that's the third book. And the fourth book is the Avatar and the Crystal Key. And in that one, I talk about 58 strands of DNA. Most people are working to 12 strands, maybe even 28 if you're a little bit up to date. But in that fourth book, I go into 58 strands of DNA, and they take you on a journey through the higher planes of consciousness as well. But it's a simple, easy to read. They're all easy to read because they're meant for everybody to be able to enjoy. So you could just read them as a as a story, if that's what you wanted to do, that based on my life and my personal diaries. So they show you how I've developed and how I've upgraded my own body and my psychic abilities and where you can expect to go in the astral planes and this type of thing. So they're educational, but they're also an interesting story as well, if you like astral traveling.
Very phenomenal. And we're going to our next caller here. The phones are being really out there, so bear with me. It's 646. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Yay, you got in. You get to hear talk to Janine Reagan Sinclair. You're loved, and you are?
I'm Helena, and I'm so happy.
Oh, what can we do for you,
yeah.
Sweetheart?
Well, Janine, I mean, if there's anything that's coming up, or else we could talk about health, career, money, or romance, whichever is strongest coming in.
Okay, well, the first thing I'm being shown is there's something that is sticking out of your heart chakra that shouldn't be there. How does your heart feel? Are you having any kind of indigestion problems or anything like that in that area? Or
not indigestion, occasionally a little pain.
Yeah, okay. There is something sticking in your heart, definitely. I can see that. It actually looks like an old past life thing. It's a spear from a past life. I can see it clearly now. So this is what's going on here. I said this on the show the other night. Sometimes we get things that come into our bodies. Your body's releasing this injury from a past life. That's what's going on. So somebody like me who can see energetically can help you release that. Would you like me to take it out for you?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. So if you're sitting down, what I'd like you to do for me is to just close your eyes and just take a couple of nice deep breaths for me. Just take a couple of deep breaths and just focus on your heart and that area of your body. And in your mind's eye, just seeing this spear now being taken from the back where the sharp bit is, and it's being pulled out through the back of your body now. Taking it all the way through. It might hurt for a little while, but it will soon pass. And it's pulled out.
Excellent.
Can you feel that?
I can. I feel a different energy, a softer, easier energy.
Okay, and I just take this out. Now I need to fill, I just want to fill that hole up because I don't want you walking around with holes in you. It's not the dinner thing. So I'm just going to bring some energy in now to fill in there, to bring in some white and gold energy into that hole, filling the hole with healing energy, sealing up the outside where the wound was, the gold staples on there, and some angelic band-aids on there just to keep that all in nicely healing. They will just dissolve in a few days' time. Okay. How does that feel now?
It feels better. It feels beautiful.
Okay, good.
I just feel like that's a calmer, more peace.
Yeah, that was upsetting your heart. That spear was upsetting your heart. Okay, well, if you wouldn't mind going to my website and leaving a comment on my blog, I'd really appreciate it because it helps people to make decisions whether to come to me for workshops and things.
Okay, I will do.
It's crystalkey.com. Okay, thank
K-I,
you very
right?
much for calling in. Yeah, K-I.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, Helena. Very one word, miraculous. That's the word I would use for you today, Janine. That was very phenomenal. Helena, I want you to keep here just a minute. I know you're still a little dizzy, and I don't want you to drive or have any machinery around afterwards.
Yeah.
I always do this with Janine. After I do the show, I go for a light walk and a lot of giggles because it's the energy from her. They joke she's like a soda pop. You know, she's just, it's energy just all over here. So,
have a glass of water as well. It would be a good idea.
Oh, okay. I will do. Thank you.
Okay.
We are here. This is Psyche Gone Wild, and we thank you. We've got a little of you. We're getting to past the halfway mark. Please stay tuned for our giveaways. We're going to be doing some really insane giveaways like we always do, some books and some things there. We are going to do a psychic called Spin the Psychic, which is really hilarious, but it's a fun thing we do. And we are, stay tuned. So as you guys that are hanging in here, Janine, let them know about this class. I'm getting a lot of emails, and it's just, I laugh. A lot of you iTuners have just come in. We did say it, but I know you guys are coming into the show. We are having a little bit of technical difficulty, so a lot of you on the phones are coming in. Give them a little chance here to pick up the phones. Those of you that are on, we will get with you. They're asking, and what I've getting a lot of emails, a lot of questions, Janine, they're saying, if I take this class with you and you're saying 7 hours over the internet, will I have to, what exactly am I going to get? And they're really curious about exactly the interaction you do with your students. So I'm going to let you, we've sent a little emails too, if you guys get a hold of us on Crystal Key, but she can tell you a little bit quicker over the phone than I can trying to type to you.
Yeah, okay. Well, first off, it takes 6 hours, a workshop, when I'm on a one-to-one. I've added an extra hour on just in case we have any technical difficulties and because of people in different time zones and things like that. What I'm going to be teaching you to do is if you go to my website, crystalkey.com, and try the Crystal Key Healing Demo, it takes 9 minutes. That shows you the basic crystal key energies, which are the diamond energy. So I'm bringing discs down through your body. So if you imagine yourself sitting in a chair and you're inside a sphere of energies, your aura, which is about 30 feet radius. That's your aura. And then you imagine a disc like a flying saucer hovering above you, and that's the diamond energy. What I teach you to do is bring that down through your aura, through your physical body and all of your chakras, down to below you to about 30 feet below you. As that passes through you, what that's doing is breaking up the energies that are not for your highest good. So it's a bit like a detergent would be in your washing, in your clothes, really. It just loosens up the muddy stuff. Then that disappears, and at that same point beneath you, a diamond net begins to form and surrounds your whole aura. So it's like a net ball coming around you, much like a fishing trawler network. So it's around you and it's tied at the top. And then I teach you to bring that up through your aura and through your physical body and right up through the air to above you. And it drags out the rubbish, basically. And then that's taken away. This is working with the crystal key energies. And then the next thing that happens is another disc comes in and that passes down through your aura and through your physical body. And as that moves down through you, it deposits diamonds into all of the spaces. So whatever's been taken out must always be replaced. And this is why I say to people, if you do the demonstration, please do it from start to finish. If you stop halfway through when you've had your energies taken out and you go to the supermarket, you're going to pick up all of the rubbish that's out there and feel worse than you did before. So it's important to finish it, you know, go through all the way through till the end. So I'm teaching you how to do that. Take care of your pineal gland, which is the astral doorway, and keep your third eye, your mind's eye, clean and clear. How to use these techniques on yourself, your family, your home, the planet, your food. So your cleansing, being given the opportunity to use it to cleanse everything really that's around you. And depending on the time, which I think will be okay because of I'll put this extra hour in, I'd like us to do a group meditation at the end where we actually bring the energy through the planet together as a group. So it's a beautiful, you know, day together. You will be able to see me because I've got a webcam on my Skype. So I'll be standing in front of the camera with a whiteboard so I can draw pictures just as if you're in an ordinary classroom. We're all going to be connected by Skype, so there shouldn't be any problems there. And it's just, you know, not that much different being in a room with me, really. And we start at 10 a.m. in the States till 5 p.m. I know we've got somebody coming in from Australia, so she's coming in at 10 o'clock at night till 5 a.m. in the morning there. And in the UK, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 10 at night, so that's my time. So I've kind of you know, had to suit this to people from all over the world, really. It's £125, which is around about $195 for the day. And this is the level one. So you will be given a workbook a few days before so that you can print that off, and you've got, I think there's 25 pages in it or thereabouts. So, you know, on the day, you just need to tune in and relax and go with the flow. It's all written down for you. You can make some extra notes if you want to. And you will be given a certificate after you've completed the workshop as well, which I'll get over to you within a few days after the workshop, once I've got everybody's names and email addresses.
Excellent, Janine, and we love this. You always know that a person's really good by yesterday. Those of you listening into Spiritual Learning Connection, we had two other Blog Talk hosts of spiritual shows calling in, and Janine helped and healed both of them. And it's good because we have a surprise guest in the audience who needs a little bit of personal information. It's no other than our wonderful, phenomenal angel reader, Crystal of Fate. Crystal, would you like to ask our wonderful Janina a healing question?
Yes, Janine. Hi. How are you today?
Oh, I'm very well. How are you, sweetheart? You good?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I do have a question. You do know my real name, so it's Corrine, and mm-hmm. I have a question that I do suffer from migraine headaches, and I do get at least one or more a week. And I wanted to know if you were picking up anything on that regarding those headaches, the possible root cause for anything. And
have you been having these for a long time, Corrine?
Yes, very long time.
When did they start?
Probably
in your late
when
teens
I was.
Or?
Yeah, early teens actually.
Early teens. Okay. Was there some kind of traumatic event going on there? Can you
yeah.
remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're carrying this trauma, and I can see when I'm looking at your head now, what I'm being shown is like a little black book. They're showing me a little black book, and this little black book has got all the stress and trauma in it that has triggered off these migraines. So that book needs to be cleared out.
Okay.
There's what looks to me like a little whirlwind of energy in there. It's grey energy, but that's just rubbish and pollution, really. That's not causing the migraines. The migraines are linked to the trauma. The trauma memory is still in your subconscious mind. And it's actually got roots going into your unconscious as well. So this is quite a deep one that needs to be cleared out.
Okay.
So that's what I'm picking up that's causing this. Not sure or it's something that we could try and take the book out now, but there's roots in there as well that need to be pulled out. So do you want to have a go on it on air? Are you happy to do that?
Yes, I am. And then obviously I will be contacting you for a full healing after our class on May 5th. So, you know, whatever you don't get now, we can work on later. So that's fine.
Yeah, well, let's see what if we can take a bit out now, because it's interesting for the listeners.
That would be wonderful. That way at least I'll get some relief, at least some. Yeah.
Okay, so well, you know how I work, Corrine. So if you just close your eyes for me, and just take a couple of nice deep breaths and just focus on your head. I want you to project your head in front of you as if you're looking in the mirror. Imagine your head's just become completely transparent. And we're looking inside your brain, and to one side of your brain, there's a little black square. And that little black square has got some roots going down, like three pieces, like three thin bits of thread with little hooks in the bottom. Can you sense that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, my hands are coming in now to undo these hooks first on the bottom. So just taking the hooks out. Okay. Now, hands coming in to take hold of this little black book. And this is being taken out now. Moving it up and out through the crown on the top of your head. Okay. How does that feel?
Better. Yeah, I can actually feel it releasing now.
Okay, good. Just let this out, just let some of these energies out. I'm just going to bring my hand through the front of your head and just take this grey vortex out that I can see as well, just removing that from your third eye. That's blocking your third eye. A lot of this energy being around at the moment, actually. It's really important for people that are psychic to keep their third eyes clear and their pineal glands and their crowns, actually, just when information's coming in. Right, so I'm just going to bring some healing in now. I'm asking for some energy to be brought in for you. Okay, here we have it. Right, there's a small white orb with a golden spiral around it. These are the new frequencies that are coming in at the moment. I'm bringing a lot of these in to people. This is just coming in, hovering above your head now, dropping down into your crown, filling the spaces, bringing it forward into your third eye, and that's dropping down your main channel and just filling the whole spinal column. Okay. How does that feel, Corinne?
Wonderful. I feel much lighter as well. I mean, just... Ooh. Yes. Wow. It's amazing. It really is truly
cool.
Amazing. I can. Cool. It's a very light, cooling feeling. I assume everyone feels it slightly differently, but it's a very light, cooling, gentle energy, and it's wonderful.
Yeah. It is very light. It would be a good idea if you have to have a glass of water, because that's a lot high-frequency energy coming in. And obviously, you know, it would be a good idea not to drive in the next three quarters of an hour, really, if you feel a bit lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jeanine, because I've been suffering with this for a long time, so that's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it, and I look forward to our class together.
Fantastic. I do too.
Rolling here and going right along. We're back and we've got about 12 minutes and then the phones just woke up and we found you at the last 12 minutes. 804, how are you doing?
That's kind of questionable these days. I called the other day, but I called at the last minute and you had to do a speed reading for me. My name is Ronell. So I was a V like in Victoria and I'm calling from Virginia. And my heart has been, you know, every now and then I'm getting these twinges in my heart, and I don't understand what that's about. And I've been going through a lot of edema or swelling in my feet and ankle area, and I was wondering if y'all might know what's going on with that. And also I was wondering if y'all might know how I can grow my hair.
You can grow your hair. Okay.
Yes.
Right, well, first of all, your heart is absolutely overwhelmed with grief and sadness, and it's not all from this life, and you're holding on to too many, too much unshed tears in here for now. You need to have a really good cry and cry and cry and cry and get this out of your system, because you're holding on to, your body's holding on to the fluids, because you're holding on to all of this emotional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's what I'm being shown. I'm just being shown this huge teardrop. That's all I can see. It's like you're just a huge teardrop to me. And your heart looks so sad and so heavily laden with all this grief. And it's not just this life. This is old stuff that needs to come out. Are you very good at crying?
Yes, I am. I believe I am.
So... You need to watch sad movies and get the box of tissues and just keep crying until you can't cry anymore, and do that on a regular basis. That's really going to help your heart heal, and it's going to help you heal. If you go to my website and go to the free healing on there, you could use that every day and ask for the grief to be taken out. Healing online is set up to take out fear initially. That's what I created it for. But if you sit in front of it with the intention of grief being removed. So you just sit down and say, okay, in your mind, I'd like this healing to take some of the grief and unshed tears out of my body, because it's all energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it will work on that, because healing's about intention. So this is something you need to work. I mean, there's months of work in here for you, Ranelle. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be cleared. And once you start doing that, you'll start to see the swelling going down in your body. Basically, your body's reacting because it can't hold on to it any longer. It's filling up, so it needs a release. You can do visualizations as well. So do you work with angels or anything like that?
No, I don't.
No? Do you know anybody who does, who is into healing?
No, I sure don't. I've been homebound for a while, dealing with many health issues, but I really don't know anyone.
Right. Okay, well, if you can visualize in your mind, if you can just take, once you've been on my website and did the free healing, do it every day. You're on the internet, yeah?
Yes, I am.
Okay, do it every day. And it only take you 9 minutes, so it's not going to take a lot of your time. Once you've been on there, you'll get used to the breathing techniques, because I teach you the breathing that take you into semi-trance and meditation states on that demonstration. Then you can do the breathing. And what I want you to do is take your awareness to your hand, to your feet, where the swelling is. And I want you to imagine that, you know, when you get a rubber dinghy or a balloon and you pull the plug out and the air comes out.
Uh-huh.
I want you to imagine that you're doing that. Imagine this swelling in your feet is like one of those things that, you know, that you blow up, a deflatable. And imagine pulling the plug out and then visualizing the energy releasing from your feet. So visualization and imagery is really powerful. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's something you can do. And then imagine gold light coming in around those, which is healing energy. Okay?
Okay.
And if you do that on a daily basis, you will really, really notice a difference. Try and do it for 21 days. If you can do it for 21 days, I'll guarantee you'll see a huge difference in your health. Okay, but you need to do the work. This is the thing. It's, you know, some people find it too hard, or they want the doctors to fix them with a magic pill and this type of thing. Sometimes we need to knuckle in and do the work ourselves. And it's not difficult if you know how. I've just given you two really easy things that are not going to cost you any money that you can work on every day yourself, okay?
Okay.
And please call in again in a few weeks' time and let us know how you feel.
Okay, and real quickly about the hair, you have any advice for the hair?
Hello?
I'm not picking up anything about your hair. You need probably some supplements, I would think, if you're having issues with your hair. A lot of people are suffering from lack of iodine in their diet, so spirulina is very good.
Okay.
It's a natural supplement, and it's algae, but it's got all of the minerals and vitamins in it. It's absolutely amazing stuff. They call it the miracle food over here, and you can get that in any health food shop, and that will give your body more all the nutrients that you need on a natural, you know, completely natural. This is not pills that have been, you know, manufactured to, this is natural remedy. So spirulina would be something that I think it would be a good idea for you to get some. And it will tell you on the, you know, on the packet how many to take a day.
Okay.
Just to top up your vitamins and minerals, because generally hair is to do with nutrition.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
You know, either that or the menopausal changes in the body. So
yeah.
I don't know which category you fall into there, because I don't want to get too personal on the air, but I think spirulina would be good for you.
Okay, well, I'm about to be 50, so I don't know if they have anything to do with anything. So.
Okay, well, spirulina then.
Thank you, Ranelle. We got to roll on here. Do definitely call back in. Our phones are went off the wall. We've got 5 minutes left. I've spun the wheel. The last one that came in was, I apologize, 818. You were like, hello. I was reaching for my pizza and bumped your button. I You know, I feel like the wisdom.
That's okay, Jethro. This is Dainey.
Hi, Dainey.
Hi. How are you guys today?
Great.
Fantastic. Jethro's happy eating. What could we
He's
do?
He's doing real
Dainey?
Good. Yes, I was just calling
like I'm
to see
the show today. Sorry. I feel like I'm hogging the show, Jethro.
Well, from either of you, I just was calling to see if there's any messages from my angels or my spirit guides today with regard, you know, to my spiritual gifts, as usual, working on my gifts constantly. So trying to see if they have any messages for me or whatever's pertinent for me to know right now.
Okay. Jethro, have you got anything? Are you joining in today, or do you?
Yeah, I do have. I could take a break from my snacks. I'm running out of things to eat, and that's why I was reaching over for that last piece of pizza when I pushed Danny's button. But it is good, and that's the thing that we do. We are a team, and we go well. And you guys know, Janine is a phenomenal worker, and I got in trouble with her and Angela because those two are phenomenal. So I have put on 6 pounds since they're working, but I'm fine with that. So we gotta tease everybody. I'm very happy, Danny. I'm seeing the other energy there. I'm seeing you really work with it. You've got to get in this class. If you don't, work with Janine and work with us and get in there. I am really going
to
come out there to California and chase you with
a healing.
And I'm going to be out there, so you better watch. When I'm out there signing books, I'll be going, Danny, can you feel Jethro?
Oh, you know I'm coming.
But I hope so, and I want to definitely know, and I'm telling you that if you get a chance to do this class in April and May, you're a healer. Janine's bringing us something that hasn't been over here in 10 years. That's what they're telling me. They said that's why we keep pulling you in. Your angels are going, Danny, grab onto one of these. You've got natural healing. Janine's going to take you like a valve, and she's going to turn it up. And I know you guys are like, what are we promoting her? It's like, because Janine's good. I've done this for like 30 years. I used to be the psychic that was like, we love Jethro. He's all crazy. And I'm like, I like these healers. And they were cash. I've had a healer that was phenomenal that healed me with Reiki. Janine come in, and this is a whole new level. So I am going to say there's something going on with you about love, and that's why I think Janine also threw it to me. They're telling me that this energy is going to happen. You've been putting up the walls, you've been putting up the blocks, but there's definitely one there. One of them is not acting right, and that's what I see is going to happen. I see the love's going to come in. They keep showing me a new initials for you. They said it's a K. They said that you've got a, is it a Ken, Jack, something with a
Kenyatta.
K in the name. Oh, like, oh my goodness. Make the psychic work. Yeah, Kenwada. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's like, man. So, and that's what they're telling me. I'm also hearing that your angel said you didn't only have your life to go, you also were going into another part of energy that you have to clear out some of these. And that's what Janine's going to help you with. She's going to take you over to the Cosmic Record. She's going to walk you over. She's going to bop a few of these wacky things that are holding on to you, trying to keep you. And it's like you're going to get rid of them. There's a couple of hooks that are hooking into you. You're physically not feeling good. I see you always put on a smile, and you make me want to cry because I know you're a good person. But I see what's happened is you're hurting, and we need to get you healed before you keep giving the energy out to others.
Yeah, there's something in the front of your heart as well. There's something all the way down the front of your body that's hooked into your heart that could do with clearing as well. Obviously, we're running out of time now, so we can't do it tonight, Dainey, but it would be, you know, I'd be really happy for you to get involved with a workshop if you're interested. It's
crystalking.com. Yes,
okay,
I have the website pulled up right now.
I can see why I get the buzz from you. They're giving us 60 seconds, Danny. We're not being rude. You know we love you. They're telling us tune in Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on Spiritual Learning Connection. Wednesdays here at 3 p.m. on Psyche's Gone Wild. Fridays the 10th at 2 p.m. And so you guys, Janine's here. Janine, tell them the audios before they throw us out that door.
Okay, you're getting 27 MP3 downloads and a free book for $97 instead of $297. So if you've got issues with weight loss, perfect partner, money, abundance, or spiritual growth, these are the programs for you. And 100% satisfaction guarantee with 90 days or your money back. So I can't say fairer than that, guys. CrystalKey.com. They're in the shop.
You guys grab this saddle up because tomorrow night it's Psychic Jethro and Dina, and we're going to do a spoof of what happens when a psychic wants to look inside your secret. Take care.
God bless.